This is Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 23rd day of April 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. We've just gone through a horrendous betrayal by Mike Johnson and, sad to say, Donald Trump over this funding bill, sending billions and billions more for a war that's already been lost in Ukraine into support genocide in Israel, both of which are repudiated by the American people. So what the hell are they doing here? They're betraying their base. They're betraying the Constitution. They're betraying the American people. We cannot be played for suckers and saps. Just to illustrate how bad it is for Ukraine and the stupidity of sending billions more, Russia wipes out Ukraine's top general along with 50 high-ranking officers in Chernihiv. Get this. We're seeing a video of a plane approaching. Well, I'm not seeing they're showing us exactly how it happened. You'll see it. The point is, Ukrainians are being butchered. They're being ground into little tiny pieces. I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's another nice piece. $500 Russian drones destroying $10 million American tanks. Is this something that Donald Trump and Mike Johnson think is a worthy expenditure of taxpayer money? This is from RT. Moscow's forces have destroyed 5 U.S.-made Abrams in Ukraine and damaged another 3. Expensive American M1 Abrams tanks delivered to Ukraine are increasingly falling prey to Russian drones that cost only a fraction as much. Even the New York Times is reporting at least 5 of the 31 Abrams tanks provided by Russia have already been destroyed to Ukraine, have already been destroyed by Russia. 3 others were moderately damaged. In most cases, they've been destroyed by first-person view kamikaze drones, also known as loitering munitions. Drones are capable of maneuvering before hitting their targets. In at least one instance, Abrams was taken out in a duel against a Russian T-72B3 main battle tank. The Russian military has published upward of a dozen clips, mostly taken from drones, showing the destruction of U.S.-supplied equipment. What's the point? It is true. We also have a report from the Daily Mail. One of Putin's 223 million pound nuclear bombers tailspins to the ground while on fire over Russia after being hit by a Ukrainian missile. This is from the Daily Mail. Here's a moment. 228 million pound Russian nuclear bomber hurled to the ground in flames over Russia after being struck by a Ukrainian missile this morning. Video showed the abrupt descent of one of Putin's Tu-22M3 strategic bombers, pummeling smoke before crashing in the Sevastopol region in southern Russia. Ukrainian military claimed responsibility, claimed in a statement it knocked the plane out with anti-aircraft missiles, which no doubt were manned by American forces, NATO forces, what the hell. We're where we have no business being. They're all going to die. Meanwhile, I reported this yesterday with a broken heart. Trump sold out his base to shovel $95 billion to Ukraine and Israel. Now realize, it was holding up this funding that was giving the Republicans and Speaker Johnson leverage to get the border secure. We all thought that was an objective that Donald Trump endorsed. Well, guess what? It ain't. He went along with it. He's sticking up for the speaker. He's saying he's doing a great job. When I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I believe he deserved to be replaced. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie want another speaker. I couldn't agree more. They got it right. There's a tweet about it. Marjorie, it's baffling hearing the establishment complain that it's too much drama, too hard, too risky to go through another speaker race. Meanwhile, Americans are being kicked in the teeth from the ridiculous drama inflicted on them from pathetic politicians in Washington. You know what Americans think is hard? Paying their bills. You know what Americans think is risky? Doing absolutely nothing but pass messaging bills about the daily deadly border invasion. Complete surrender is not acceptable and will not be tolerated. Thomas Massie. The weakest argument in defense of Speaker Johnson is it's a razor-thin majority. You can't get everything you want. We don't expect to get everything, but we also won't tolerate complete and total surrender. And as I observed yesterday, Trump has thereby made the slaughter in Gaza Trump's genocide. Trump has thereby made the war against Russia Trump's war. Trump has thereby made the flood of illegals across the border Trump's fiasco. And get this. You got to ask whose side they're on. Listen to the voices. Listen to the voices here. You are going to be appalled.
Be with us as we offer up a prayer for the end of white supremacy.
I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America.
Replacement conspiracy theory.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock.
If you can't believe your ears, I'm going to play it again. It starts out with Donald Trump. And we have several statements from Joe Biden. If you thought they were on the opposite sides, you might want to think again. Listen to this.
Be with us as we offer up a prayer for the end of white supremacy.
I want people to come into our country in the largest numbers ever.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America.
Replacement conspiracy theory.
Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock.
I just no longer have any idea who this guy is that I have so much dedicated myself to supporting. I'm just shocked. Meanwhile, part of the corrupt bargain with regard to Iran and not retaliating appears to have been authorizing, giving a green light to the invasion of Rafah.
The threatened ground invasion there. It seems like there are some indications this may be more imminent, including multiple strikes there. Let's put this up on the screen that happened just a day or so ago. Israeli strikes on southern Gaza city of Rafah killed 22, mostly children. As they add, U.S. advances aid package. I think that's noteworthy that they include that in the headline, and important they include that in the headline. So out of these 22 people who were killed by the IDF in Rafah, 18 children, 3 women, 1 man. 18 children, 3 women, and 1 man. One of the women who was killed was pregnant She was killed. They were able to open her up and save the baby, thank God, who's now, you know, orphaned at birth. Horrifying situation. And Bibi has been sort of promising that this Rafah invasion is imminent. He said, cryptically, quote, "In the coming days, we will increase the political and military pressure on Hamas because this is the only way to bring back our hostages and achieve victory." Of course, the only way they've actually brought back hostages was through a ceasefire agreement, but never you mind that. He goes on to say, "We will land more and painful blows on Hamas soon," but did not give further details about what that meant. And that's noteworthy, of course, Sagar, because he's been saying, oh, in order to finish the job with Hamas, they're all down in Rafah now, so we have to do this ground invasion of Rafah, where we have over 1 million Palestinians sheltering right now, including obviously many women and children, because that's where Hamas is. So when he says we will land more and painful blows on Hamas soon, it seems to be a reference to an imminent ground invasion in Rafah.
It's very possible.
And how else are they going to slaughter all the Palestinians? They can't just let them sit there in Rafah. I mean, after all, they're still alive. This is a chosen people wanting to steal the promised land from the Palestinian people. It is outrageous. It's taking place before our very eyes. The U.S. appears to have green-lighted a Rafah invasion. Meanwhile, we have so many reports about atrocities being committed. Here's even the BBC. Bruises and broken ribs, Palestinian deaths in Israeli prisons going on unabated. Here's another. Nearly 200 bodies found in mass grave at a hospital in Gaza's Khan Yunus. That's from Al Jazeera. And there are, of course, more. Thus the question arises, what exactly are we funding in Gaza?
Here's...
Last Saturday, most of the American press was focused on the House of Representatives as they were voting primarily on a large aid package bill for Ukraine that had been really delayed for a half a year, and a lot of anxiety about that. We've actually talked about it earlier today on our show, and we'll be talking about it some more later this afternoon as well. But kind of in the background of that was a pretty substantial bill also for the state of Israel on top of everything we've already done. There was a $26 billion aid package that was funded on Saturday by the House of Representatives for Israel. And so far as I've been able to tell, there are no strings attached with this money. It is just free and clear, even though there are many issues that are roiling beneath, around, and under the surface of that war. And we're going to bring on Matthew Ho,
associate director.
Associate director. But I would like to make you the executive director. I mean, why not?
I don't want that responsibility.
For the Eisenhower Media Network, also former State Department official, former combat Marine, and all around great human being. So welcome back to the show again, Matt, even though I messed up your intro.
It's good to see you, Danny. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, we're always grateful to have you on and try to unpack a lot of this stuff going on. First of all, even before I get into some of the specific details here, we're going to kind of look at today, you know, what is this money exactly funding? What is America supposed to get out of this? And what is the purpose and all that? But just kind of, first of all, I just want your kind of reaction when you heard $26 billion, because that was frankly more than I thought it was going to be. And the fact that all the focus was on the Russia-Ukraine situation, hardly any debate in the public was on how much or whether we should even give this to Israel. What were your thoughts when you first heard about this thing being passed?
Right. Well, my first thought was, in this whole week, you know, as you and I discussed the other day, this whole week where Congress assaulted both the First and the Fourth Amendments, you know, as well as having this spending packages. My first thoughts were, of course, like, you know, Congress doesn't seem to do much, but when they do, you know, when they do, It can be really impactful, and this is the importance of electoral politics, unfortunately. That $26 billion for Israel, yeah, that shocked me when I saw that announcement. And then you break it apart and you see it's what essentially they had done was they had taken the $9 billion that the administration wanted for humanitarian aid, and they packed that into the Israel into Israel's line, so that Israel's line went from being $14 billion to $26 billion. There's other monies in there as well. I'm not sure how it went that far, because the humanitarian aid bill is $9 billion, and 9 plus 14 is not 26.
There's never been a big strong suit of the Congress, I guess we have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
They're looting the American people. There's no doubt about it. Ukraine and Israel are extracting all they can. In fact, here we have exactly such a report from Gab. Listen to this. We're getting played. Zelensky and Israel are in bed together as they plot and scheme the continued looting of the U.S. Treasury. Every senator who voted in favor of this foreign aid circle jerk instead of border security is a traitor to our country and should be removed from office. There's a video. First of all, I would like to thank you. This is Zelensky for this meeting and the invitation. On this important day, Zelensky says, on the day when all the Jews of the world gather for such an important holiday as Pesach, and when they talk about the liberation of the Jewish people from slavery, it's also spoken a lot about freedom, as Ukraine is fighting for its freedom now. Whenever possible, the Jewish community, Ukraine in its struggle for freedom, for the state of all our children in the future, Thanks again for the meeting. What bullshit. Unbelievably bad. Meanwhile, here's a very nice little piece. You'll see the image if you watch the video. Got the Ukrainian, which is the blue and the gold. And on top of the blue, it says, not my flag and gold. And on top of the gold, it says, not my war. And from the river to the sea on the top blue, also not my flag. On the bottom, also not my war. What the hell are we doing expending all these resources on Ukraine and on Israel? Disgusting. Meanwhile, let me remind you, that dam burst in Russia, which is about massive flooding, that may very well be asymmetrical warfare. That could be the work of the CIA. And when a munition factory explodes in the UK, it's the only munition factory. And when the U.S. Army ammunition factory catches on fire in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which makes the shells for 155 artillery, which is the backbone of a military operation, I have to say, it looks to me like we could be already engaged in warfare here. Meanwhile, there's a piece about, also on Gab, of what our brothers found when they came to Africa. Time to admit, in certain respect, colonialism was good for Africa. Just a reminder of what the British found when they got to Africa. This is a report from 16 May 1955. Dear Mr. Rogers, Benin City lies to the west of the Niger and is near the sprawling delta of that mighty river. These days, Benin is not just another ramshackle Nigerian town, but Benin is different from the others in its history. Right back with more. It's all right.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com.
or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Twitter, there's a wonderful piece, 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in less than 2 minutes. Let's check it out. Let's get
25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1, open borders and illegal immigration. 2, rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3, mass addiction and fentanyl. 4, election insecurity and interference. 5, the educational indoctrination of children. 6, the asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7, the destruction of private property rights. 8, inflation and debt. 9, the global depopulation agenda. 10, record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11, unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12, toxic food supply. 13, vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14, the trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15, overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16, destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17, DEI and the new racism. 18, moral and societal decay. 19, the financing of endless foreign wars. 20, the sprawling surveillance state. 21, the centralization and consolidation of government power. 22, the destruction of trust in institutions. 23, the censorship industrial complex. 24, state media propaganda. 25, the smearing of those who challenge it.
History promises only this for certainty. You will get exactly what you deserve. Let me say, as one who's been subjected to the abuse by the judiciary, massive censorship and the like, Before It's News is a wonderful piece now. combining my latest interview, which was with Michael Deacon this weekend, that's got a tremendous positive response, where I lay out the case beautifully in about 1 hour, combined with my critique about the truth versus Alex Jones, which is anything but, where Robert Barnes got it right, saying when he entered the courtroom in Austin, it was unlike any he'd ever seen, with three TV cameras, one of which was pointed at the jury, and then it looked like a made-for-TV movie. That's what it was. But when Elon Musk welcomed Alex back to Twitter, Alex explained to Elon and a host of others, there were quite a few worthies there, how he had a humble education, was a high school graduate, that he'd been misled by professors and by school safety experts. On Jimmy Dore on the 31st of December, he went even further. He said he'd been misled by a professor from Wisconsin, me, a professor from Florida, James Tracy, and a school safety expert, of course, Wolfgang Halbig, even implying that we were schizophrenic. I mean, this is outrageous. I'm asking for Jimmy Dore to give the opportunity for me to respond. I'm asking Elon Musk to do the same. Think about this. He claimed in a video deposition in Connecticut that he'd never read the book, which has chapters and reports by James Tracy and by Wolfgang Halbig, which, of course, I edited and contributed to myself. Well, how did we mislead him if he never read the book? There's something very, very wrong here. And if you listen to the interview with Michael Deacon, and he's perhaps my favorite host, and we hadn't done an interview for about a year, I think you'll see the point of my message. If you believe that I'm entitled to a fair shake, to a rebuttal with Elon, I've even written to Alex, too, to say, give me the opportunity to respond. I deserve it. If you believe in freedom of speech and a free press, and if you believe Twitter, Elon Musk, and Alex Jones ought to be held to that standard, as well as Jimmy Dore, please write them and tell them on Twitter or email, any way you can reach, that I'm entitled to respond. And this is a test of their commitment to journalistic integrity and freedom of speech. Otherwise, they're just indulging in smearish propaganda and censorship by not allowing the truth to come out. To me, this is a bottom line issue. When you get a chance, check it out. You're going to, I think, appreciate the clarity with which I articulated the way in which I've been abused by the judicial system, having gone all the way to the Supreme Court. And remember, and you can do this if you go to Before It's News, you can download the redacted edition of Nobody Died at Sandy Hook for free. You can download the redacted edition. You can download a cover for the third, the redacted edition, for free. You can do that on my blog. And you can get a bonus when you do. Sanctuary, edited by Robert David Steele.
Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, let me say we got a report that the Trump hush money trial, which you can watch reports about on television now, has just flipped. Listen to this. Today we got another classic Trump move in a game of 4D chess. It's looking like the Teflon Don is going to beat another one of these sham trials. Allow me to explain. Actually, I'll let my friend, Karen Raffhaff, meet Karen explain, because he absolutely knocked it out of the park with his video. If you find the so-called hush money trial hard to follow, you're not alone. Meanwhile, of course, we have Michael Avenatti, who is Stormy Daniels' attorney, ready to testify for Trump. He's been incarcerated. This is for an event that took place in 2017, but was supposed to have been affecting the election of 2013. So it's really quite absurd on its face. Plus, and most Americans don't understand, you want to appreciate this, paying hush money is not illegal. Many people think Trump did something wrong. Mind you, the Federal Election Commission and the Department of Justice already investigated and found there was nothing to it. There was nothing to prosecute. He'd done nothing wrong. It was a sham District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who wanted to manufacture a case out of nothing. And you may know now, this Bernie Thompson ran the sham January 6th investigation where they destroyed most of the evidence that exonerated Trump, is now introducing a bill such that if Trump were sent to prison, he would be stripped of Secret Service protection so he can be shanked by an inmate there. There's no possible way they can beat him in an election. So they're going all out to tarnish him, get him in prison so he can be killed. Mark my words, that's what's going on here. Rather now, startling, surprising, is we have the Gateway Pundit reporting. And my goodness, are they putting, you know, all kinds of barriers now. The Gateway Pundit is reporting that in Biden's stolen classified document case, five White House employees were involved, and Biden lied about the timeline. You think they're going to prosecute? You think they're going to investigate Biden? Not on your life. Meanwhile, Joe Biden wants to sue a little grocery store for not responding when it came into the store. They didn't give a damn about him.
Greenpeace has been on the front lines of climate
they ignored
since
him.
1971.
Hello, world champions. I'm John Ward,
John,
and this is
that?
Breaking News with a John Ward Breaking News. Breaking News!
I've sent them both to you, Don.
Oh, my God, there he is. Joe Biden.
I'm on
you know, it's
air.
Him because he's staring at small
I've
children in the
you.
Same way the guy Rittenhouse shot stares at a job posting for Disney. Desperate for voters that are either alive or legal, Joe Biden made a quote-unquote spontaneous stop at a Sheetz gas station in Pennsylvania, which, as I'm sure you've already deduced, wasn't spontaneous so much as scripted to a T and backed by a mafia-esque or else. This is the big guy torching his worthless underlings. In this case, the Sheetz family, spelled with an S rather than a Z, big-time Democrat donors. So this is sort of like in The Departed or Ozark, a shakedown, a.k.a. an intimidation audit. The Sheetz family, which is a very interesting faction in Pennsylvania, did not seem to be able to find the enthusiasm to cook up a quality piece of propaganda for the big guy. Instead, Biden wandered aimlessly through the store amidst best-case reactions, total dismissal, and worst case, where he has to do that stupid vacant politician smile and pretend he, the entire room, and the millions of people watching can't hear his voter base telling him to his face in front of armed goons to go fuck himself.
Wow, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. Fuck you.
Those are patrons at the store telling him off. How fantastic is that? Love it. Meanwhile, we have an embarrassing panel of voters trashing Biden on a leftist news network over the economy. Infamous left-wing propaganda network MSNBC hosted a panel of undecided independent voters to show the world how strong Biden is doing with a critical cohort of voters from battleground states Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. When asked to discuss the impact of each candidate's policies on the U.S. economy, everyone on the panel revealed they think Trump's policy would be better for their family than Biden's. One of the voters, named Nathan, said they think Biden has been absolutely disastrous for the economy. Another, Omar, who voted for him in 2020, says he feels the president's gaslighting the American people over the economy. No doubt about it. That's what you get from MSNBC. Joaquin Egopian, who's an expert on pedophilia, he has a five-volume series exposing it in greater detail and more thoroughly than any other source, believes Tucker has finally put two and two together about what's going on here. A piece on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Tucker Carlson finally blows a pedophilia lid off on puppet control. A topic I've been extensively covering like no other for over 10 years, writes Joaquin, is how politicians in our puppet government around the globe, especially in the West, are groomed, bribed, blackmailed, and extorted to do the dirty bidding of their elite puppet master controllers, often with their private army of global intel services. deep state mafia henchmen entice, coerce, strong-arm, threaten compliance from politicians as globalist order followers. In the most infamous pedophilia scandals that I've exposed in my five-volume book series, Pedophilia and Empire, Satan's Sodomy in the Deep State, the primary coordinators of all these scandals are invariably the intelligence services that answer to their masters, the controlling elite. We have a pretty good idea who they are. Meanwhile, Tucker calls out Barry Weiss as a neocon and a liar. Let's get what we have here.
For every single meal of their life.
Tucker Carlson on the Joe Rogan Experience. There were wild conspiracies flying when the episode itself was posted.
Oh, that's
why,
right, yeah.
Why doesn't it have enough views? What's going on there? Well, it's got several million views now, so everybody can relax. In general, just so people know who don't have YouTube channels, in the first 24 hours, it will often be much less publicly than what it actually is on the back end. I'm not really sure why they do that, but just so people understand, that's what it is. After around 24 hours or so, you can go and check, and you will see the actual number. But that belies what's actually important. There were some ideological disagreements that were made on the show, where Tucker in particular echoed some of the things that he talked about previously whenever I interviewed him before about free speech hypocrites in the alternative media space. He names and shames Barry Weiss and then also heavily implies Ben Shapiro as well. Let's take a listen.
If you hear someone talk that's saying something that's kind of horseshit, it resonates with you that that's what you've seen.
You had a moment
before
with Barry Weiss on your show that went everywhere. I saw a clip of it. I never saw the show itself, but she was going on about, so she was posing as one thing, and then you pressed her. You're like, well, hold on a second. What do you mean by that? You just attacked somebody. And she had no idea what she was talking about. And it became really clear to me watching it. It completely changed my view of Barry Weiss forever. I was like, oh, she's a fraud, actually. This person's not honest at all. She has a very specific agenda. That's all she cares about. The rest of this stuff is just is a kind of sleight of hand maneuver.
You're talking about the thing with Tulsi Gabbard?
That's correct.
Yeah, she called her a toady, and she didn't know what that meant.
Well, but she had no idea. Like, Tulsi Gabbard had straight outside the lines on some Syria or something.
Uh-huh.
And Barry Weiss was, going through the files in her head, like, what does she have to believe? And she was aware that, Tulsi Gabbard had somehow violated that in a way that no one's willing to say, like, in detail to fully articulate. What did Tulsi Gabbard do wrong? No one will tell you. She's just bad.
But I think
it's important to be honest about what your agenda is.
I think she is honest. I think she is honest. And I really like her.
Yeah.
I like talking to her. She's a very intelligent person.
Not against her personally.
I just think that was a mistake. And I think you're allowed to do that and hopefully learn from that.
If your agenda is neocon politics, which is her agenda, just say so. Don't pretend to be a defender of free speech as a principle, which is what she does.
How is she a defender of neocon politics?
Barry Weiss?
Yeah, like what specifically?
Well, anyone, including me and Tulsi Gabbard, who thinks that America shouldn't be funding wars that don't help America, she will attack.
Yeah, I mean, that's empirically true. I'm on Barry's feed literally. Right. And listen, I have nothing personal against Barry Weiss.
This is very good, Tucker, coming out too against the neocons. I like it. Meanwhile, the police have stormed Yale's campus in riot gear and arrested students who are staging anti-Israel protests. They're opposed to genocide, and apparently in Yale, that's enough to get you arrested. Here we have a report about it from Citizen Watch. Police clad in riot gear swarmed Yale University Connecticut campus Monday and arrested dozens of students who refused to clear out from an anti-Israel protest in campus. At least 47 protesters were cuffed and hauled away from the Ivy League's New Haven campus on shuttle buses. They were slapped with trespassing summons, will be referred for Yale disciplinary action, which may include suspensions. The mass arrest came after footage posted online showed cops arriving at the Ivy League school and blocking off entrances to a plaza where roughly 200 protesters had gathered. Is it now a violation of freedom of speech to oppose genocide? Give me a break. This is likely to have consequences because Yale students usually come from families that have resources and they are smart people who have a pretty good idea of how to handle themselves. Here's Ron Unz talking about after 4 years and 30 million deaths, what good has come from the COVID epidemic and the Trump neocons. The global COVID epidemic, he begins, began more than 4 years ago, although its visibility has largely faded over the last few, displaced in the headline by Russia's Ukraine war and the more recent Israeli-Gaza conflict. Its lingering impact has been enormous. Since 2020, The Economist has maintained the most authoritative account of the human toll by its reckoning. The total number of excess deaths worldwide has reached 30 million, while many billions have had their lives greatly disrupted by the lockdowns and economic dislocations. Our own country certainly suffered from these same factors, with well over a million American deaths, and the massive government spending used to avert an economic collapse raised our debt by more than $10 trillion, an increase of roughly 50% over just the last few years. He's doing a great job on COVID, the pandemic, and the shots. I commend. And by the way, my piece on David Manick's new book on JFK, new book nails how JFK was taken out in Dealey Plaza, has over 600 comments for those who want to review the evidence. And some trolls are showing up, some very sophisticated ops that I would suggest represent intel community concern that too many people are learning facts about the assassination they don't want the public to know is taking place there, and thus they are shifting gears. Meanwhile, a fake physician group platformed this disgraced fake physician Allison Netzel on their fake medical journal website. This is very good to have them exposed from the Disinformation Chronicle. You can dig in how they have been phonily, you know, promoting the vax and all that. Meanwhile, Ron Johnson has a bill, S-444, that would require the Senate to ratify with a two-third vote the World Health Organization treaty, where Ron Johnson's bill has now achieved 49 co-sponsors. All he needs is, say, two more, and he'll have it nailed. The World Health Organization is going to try to run all the governments of the world on the basis of medical issues. It's outrageous. Here's Door to Freedom Publishing. Politicians at all levels have been lied to about the WHO treaty and international health regulation amendments. Show them the screenshots. Here are the receipts. Very nice piece, blowing it apart, explaining exactly what's going on here. Meanwhile, I'm very pleased with this. Architect and Engineers Supreme Court petition. This is for 9/11 truth passes initial step without challenge. Up now for consideration by the justices. An important deliberation is now in motion that will affect the very future of our country. Earlier this year, 9/11 truth's attorneys submitted a petition to the United States Supreme Court. Among the challenges included is a decision by the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia against NIST, which claimed that, provided federal agency reports meet statutory requirements, that the federal government is allowed to issue false reports even when solid evidence proved their conclusion to be wrong. In other words, A&E is directly challenging NIST, and I guarantee you A&E is in the right. Today, A&E 9/11 Truth is happy to announce our petition challenging this startling ruling, which is allowing a fossil government agency to give false reports, to lie to the American people about a matter of the greatest magnitude that brought about the deaths of an estimated 3,000, is moving forward and has been distributed to the 9 justices of the Supreme Court for consideration at their upcoming conference. I've been there. I've done that. I have had my own petitions at the Supreme Court to straighten out the abuse of the judicial system by excluding all my evidence in relation to my summary judgment in Wisconsin, which was where the judge simply set aside the massive evidence I had in the book and elsewhere. And if you download the book, even redacted, you'll see the massive evidence and how powerful it is. The judge set it aside as unreasonable because he took for granted Sandy Hook was real, and the Supreme Court went right along with it.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
So here I am on 5 days a week, 4 weeks a month. If you think these shows are worth a buck, that would equal 20 a month. I don't think that's too great an imposition if you're up for supporting RBN. And believe me, in my opinion, RBN deserves your support. Meanwhile, every now and then we get a ray of light. Riley Gaines praises a West Virginia middle school girls who refused to play against a trans athlete in a shot put competition. The tide is turning. A transgender athlete from West Virginia clinched victory in a shot put competition as the other contestant refused to play against him. I mean, how absurd would it be? The New York Post reported 13-year-old Becky Pepper Jackson took part in the Harris County Middle School Track and Field Championship Thursday, just 2 days after a court determined West Virginia's transgender sports ban infringed upon the teens' rights under Title IX. What about the rights of the girls and women who are competing in a sincere effort because they like women's sports and then they muck it up by putting men and boys in there? I think these courts have their heads where the sun doesn't shine. Riley Gaines, who's been a staunch and outspoken critic of men competing against girls in women's sports, applauded the girls who refused to compete on Thursday. Five middle school female athletes in West Virginia refused to throw shot put against a male, Becky Pepper Jackson, she wrote. This comes just 2 days after the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal blocked the West Virginia law that says you must compete in the category that matches your sex. What's happened to common sense in America? Where are we going nutty with all this retarded transgender nonsense? If you want to have a transgender category, let them have their own sports competition. Let the transgender compete against the transgenders. Not to get women and girls where they have inherent biological advantages. This is such an absurdity. Meanwhile, Colonel McGregor is the CEO now of Our Country, Our Choice. Here, we'll have a few words from the Colonel. I'm a huge fan. Message from Colonel Douglas McGregor.
I'm Douglas McGregor, the Chief Executive Officer of Our Country, Our Choice, an impartial media outlet dedicated to upholding traditional conservative values in American government, fostering prosperity at home, and advocating for peace abroad. We are not affiliated with DNC or RNC. We are not a political movement. We don't support or endorse any candidates. We will not tolerate anyone who wants to harm our country. I address you today because America is currently facing one of its most significant crises since World War II.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.